Now for your weekly report on news, and current affairs. It's the Scoop Report, brought to you by Scoop.co.nz.
Go to the website scoop.co.nz for the latest updates on political gossip and insight. Well, I think that's such an important time to be doing that right now. New government in place. And Kevin from Scoop, what you got?
Well, this morning I've got some mild outrage at the media for picking on Winston Peters.
You've got some mild outrage at yourself.
Just mild, yeah.
You've given yourself a good lambasting in the mirror.
Well, my boss did pick on Winston Peters this week, and I thought, you know, in my heart of hearts, I thought, well, there's a few other candidates.
Look, you're just jockeying to get in a position to go on some of these junkets with him.
No.
You want to go to Papua New Guinea with him?
A, he's not going to Papua New Guinea, and B, Scoop is going to Papua New Guinea. So if you're after lots of photos of Papua New Guinea and probably Honiara, they will be appearing on our website.
I'm going to go there. They say stay in your hotel in Port Moresby. I hear it's a rough town.
I know you have to have a lot of injections. That's it, the Rascals or the Ragamuffins. This is a street gang. I've got some ridiculous name out of 19th century Shakespeare.
It's ridiculous, mate. Well, they're hunting you down. Yeah.
Well, probably not.
You don't tell you're as cute as your name as they kill you.
Anyway, why isn't Winston going?
Well, he's probably...
Bloody hopeless.
He's going into the foreign affairs nice and slowly. He'll be getting briefings and stuff. Anyway, I've read his speech, Who Will I Go With?, and it's full of so many little ins and outs that I declare, you know, I really do dare anyone to say, well, he's absolutely lying, because I don't think he's absolutely lying. He just wrote a speech that
he never absolutely lies, but he absolutely tells lies.
Well, all right. Okay, well, I'll give you this statement. We will do our utmost to ensure that the National Party does not make it to the government benches. Let's have a guess who said that.
Helen Clark.
Tariana Turia.
Wow.
She said that on the 30th of August, 2005.
Yep. How often did the Māori Party vote with National Party?
Well, no, that's actually unfair, because what they were doing was they were opposing the government. But the Māori Party did, on employment legislation that's quite left-wing, vote for that sort of legislation and health provisions. So, but the funny thing is that the Māori Party put in Honi Harawira was really grumpy. He was going, wow, they're you know, they've made this radio ad, and that's not us. We're more like the Greens. And they actually put this affidavit saying we're more like the Greens when Labour was running the radio ads. But look, that's pretty clear. We will do our utmost to ensure National does not make it to the government benches.
Any other smoking gun quotes?
So they've come all right, haven't they lived up to that?
Well, they did in the end, but
exactly. So what are you talking about?
Perfect. Okay, well, there. That's exactly my point. Exactly the same as Winston Peters. The other thing was that Peter Dunne was called on, it's about 2 weeks out, said, all ACT voters, your vote's going to be wasted, give it to United Future. And he was like, we'll be able to support National, and we'll be able to keep the Greens out if, you know, we're doing a thing with Labour. But, I mean, he was calling on ACT voters. I think he was sending some sort of a signal there that maybe he wasn't going to be supporting a Labour Progressives New Zealand First government.
Mm.
Well, Labour Progressives government with... It gets really complicated now with New Zealand
First. But you all know that Peter's a smelly little bloke, mate, and he just wants to be in government. He just wants to bling, mate, that's all. You can't hassle the dude for that. He'll say whatever he can to get whatever he wants.
Well, I'm not. That's my point, is everyone else wants the bling as well, and they're willing to say probably stuff that's more ridiculous. I'm not going to hassle Turia and Dunn too much, but what about Don Brash? Now, does he believe in one law for all, and, you know, that the Treaty and Seabed Act gave everything to Maori? So is he repealing the Treaty and Seabed when he was chatting to Turia so he can give even more than everything to Maori? Well, I mean, what was that about?
Mate, it's the money grab. It's the power grab.
Making sense of it all.
It's the hustle.
Imagine if National had campaigned on lowering everyone's taxes, and there's four MPs, and they were from a party called the Communist Party.
Yes.
And they had campaigned on actually lifting taxes, and Don went off and had a chat to the Communist Party and said, well, maybe we could raise taxes. I mean, that's what he was doing last week, basically.
Speaking with John Key, got this week and said, look, all these big promises are going to bankrupt the country, we can't afford it, blah, 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 blah.
I believe John Key was the same man that said he was able to look through the state services, you know, and find the savings for billions of dollars of tax cuts. So surely, Dr. Cullen and his new crew of finance associate ministers, three of them, they'll be able to find a couple of million here or there, and for the oldies, they get their extra pay.
Lots of hypocrisy. What about these tax cuts for big business from 33% to 30%? It was non-negotiable for some parties, ACT and National. It was one of their bottom lines, I believe. But they're now doing it under a review. Which is something that Peter Dunn's party.
Peter Dunn and New Zealand.
Do you think that will actually happen? And New Zealand Food as well, you're right.
And also the Progressives.
Really? That's surprising.
Yeah, no, the Progressives were the big 30s, down to the 30% for the corporate tax. So, your corporate tax that you're always on about, Liam, that could be on the go for the next year.
You think so?
Jim's job machine cranks on.
Cranks on with Trevor Mallard. Yeah. And here's an interesting thing. I popped along to Government House. Saw the ministers and smile. Leanne Dalziel's smile was just, that was beautiful. I'm going to put that on the front page of Scoop.
No, Leanne, don't, Dalziel, please, please, mate, please.
No, was
you
good.
Know you're mocking.
No, I wasn't.
So she had her teeth fixed.
No, she looked really good. She looked really happy.
The snarl? The woman that snarls?
There's no snarls, just smiles. But where was Trevor Mallard, eh? Trevor Mallard, who's not doing education, he was probably keeping the beehive, keeping the lights on at the beehive. Didn't spot him anywhere. If he was there, Trevor, ring up now and I won't put a false report.
That's not really how I knew he rolls, is it?
Frank Sinatra and Notorious B.I.G. now. Everyday struggle, a day in the life of a fool. Seems appropriate. 823, Kevin from Scoop, the website Scoop.
We've got 121 of them up there.
Scoop.co.nz.